What's up, guys? All of our Sony E3 2017 coverage is brought to you by Verve. If you don't know, Verve is this awesome video platform that's all your favorite content creators in one place. We can get the premium content. So that's all the early stuff. We're talking about Rooster Teeth. We're talking about Crunchyroll, Funimation, Cartoon Hangover, CISO, whole bunch of great places. Here's the thing. You can get the free trial of the Verve Combo Pack. Just go to verve.co/kindoffunny to get your free 7-day trial. You can watch Attack on Titan dubbed on Funimation. You can watch it subbed on Crunchyroll. Do you. Live your life. Just use the code verve.co/kindoffunny. What's up, guys? Welcome to the E3 2017 Sony press conference analysis. I'm Tim Geddes, joined by one of the coolest dudes in video games, Greg Miller.
Hi.
And Candy Andy himself. Andy Cortez.
I'm here.
So, guys, that was it. Sony.
Yeah.
The big one for us.
Yeah.
Every year.
Yeah, of course.
Initial thoughts overall.
It's fallen into the trap of E3 2017 so far. Mm-hmm. Solid conference. Yeah. I mean, with Shadow Colossus, I mean, Monster Hunter, these are, you know, big. Yeah. Shadow Colossus is bigger than Monster Hunter. But it's okay, cool. Those were the games mm-hmm. we expected to see. Awesome. And it sucks that none of them are coming this year.
Shadow of the Colossus is the one thing that can even make this slightly qualify for Year of Dreams material.
Yeah, I agree.
Excellent conference, but nothing special, I think.
Yeah, I think it was. I think everybody's been doing solid conferences. Mm-hmm.
I think this is the best conference so far. Like, I think far and above everybody else, to be honest with you.
Mm.
I really do think it was a Shadow of the Colossus moment for me. This came out of left field. Nobody saw this coming. And it gave me what I wanted to see, which was Spider-Man gameplay.
Sure.
And they gave it to us. Now that final sequence was all QuickTime events. Didn't love that.
Yeah.
I saw what I wanted to see. So there were some people in chat saying like, what a boring conference. Like, you're fucking crazy. This conference was really good, in my opinion.
Yeah, I also agree that I think this is far and away the best conference that we've seen so far.
Mm-hmm.
I think I say that because I thought that Bethesda's was really impressive from a presentation standpoint, but we expected a lot of things there.
Sure.
We expected a lot of things here, but they all looked great, and there was a couple surprises, and the presentation was just as tight. There was no orchestra, but I liked that they one-upped it in a different way, where all the games had their own unique kind of visual thing going on for them, whether it was the music playing or the waterfall or the snow effects for Horizon.
Sure.
Or the second screen for Spider-Man or whatever. Like, I really enjoyed that, and they kept it tight. Usually Sony's conferences, if I remember correctly, a little longer than
usually,
this.
Yeah, 90 minutes happens quite a bit.
Yeah, so this was kind of just like, let's get in, let's keep punching. I liked that Sean was there, once again, kind of being the figurehead.
Seemed like three times, yeah, he popped up.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, like, looking at this list of games, I want to play them.
See, I think that's my thing about it is, I don't think they won far and away. I want to stew a bit. We have a lot of E3 left, and obviously Nintendo's presentation tomorrow. I feel like it was the same thing, though, as what we talked about with not Ubisoft yesterday? No, Ubisoft was today,
Bethesda
right?
Bethesda was yesterday.
And you gave them a 10 out of 10.
For presentation.
Right. And I think that this is possibly another one where it was another one of like, here we go, full tilt, da-da-da-da-da. But I mean, I don't think they far and away won it. I mean, you know what I mean? Because I think it's the same thing where they didn't stick the landing again, like we've talked about so many times. Where was the, here's the game, here's the release date, here's the fucking news you need to know that like we're so stoked to tell you. Everything's 2018, which isn't bad again. Yeah, like we talked about, it leaves holiday open for third parties. Yep. Lets everybody else do their thing. Again, they talked about it beforehand with Matterfall coming in August. Everybody's Golf's coming in there somewhere. Super Hot VR in 2017. There's stuff I care about that's coming. It was just one of those that I don't think far and away they got it. I don't think they pulled so far ahead of the pack.
I just think that it didn't take much to be far and away ahead. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't mm-hmm. think this was a perfect, oh my God, Year of Dreams press conference.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
But I do think that when you look at the things as a whole, without putting numbers on them, I think that it's somewhere in the middle where even the Bethesda would lie of like, that was a good ass conference.
Yeah.
It was good.
It was a good conference.
Horizon DLC.
Yeah, well, that's awesome.
What was the first showing?
First thing was Uncharted.
First thing was Uncharted DLC. I mean, we knew about that, right?
Sure,
we didn't
it was
know about
more,
it.
It was
we didn't know about Horizon,
it.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah,
but
we knew about it. We didn't
I guess
know what it was.
I'm speaking just from my perspective. I wanted to see more about Detroit, and that's what I got. I wanted to see more Spider-Man. That's what I got.
Days
and
Gone impressed me, which I've been kind of down on Days Gone.
Yeah.
My thing about it is I want to try to separate my own personal feelings versus everything. This is the conference that had the most games I was interested in.
Yes.
This is the one that from start to finish I was like, okay, cool. Even VR, I was like, yeah, what is coming to VR? You know what I mean? I want to know
and
that.
And they delivered on that.
Exactly. But I mean, like, I don't think that, you know, I still want to, there's still something to be said for Xbox saying we have 42 games to show here and do this.
Yeah.
Xbox, of course, marred by the fact that, okay, the Scorpio costs too much for this, that, and the other. But PlayStation marred by the fact of still no heavy rain, Detroit date. No,
yeah. You know, that's very upsetting. That was a big bummer.
Dates and there stuff
was,
like
there
that.
Was a lot of misses, and there was a lot of things that weren't here that people would want. I'm shocked that Death Stranding wasn't in some way here.
Yeah, they said that, but then Kojima kept bumming around, exactly, showing up in different
that's
places.
That's what I'm saying. It's just like I did expect that. We didn't see that. Obviously, no Last of Us, which I don't think is that big of a surprise, but still would have been fun to see. There wasn't any crazy revival of a franchise, which Sony's kind of been known to do in the last couple of years, unless you count Shadow of the Colossus, which I kind of do.
Yeah,
now,
I do too.
Let's talk about Shadow for just a second.
Sure.
I'm very, very, very excited about it.
They
released the remastered version of Eco and Shadow last generation, and I skipped out on it because I was like, I don't need to replay. I played Shadow of Colossus, I think, a little bit later. It came out in 2005. I don't think I got to it till like 2008. So I was
the same.
I don't need to jump back into this now. But now, or in 2 years? Yeah, I'm so about that.
Remastered from the ground up.
And I
fucking make the controls good.
I'm hoping. Sure. I'm hoping that this is them learning from Last Guardian and understanding that that game was a game stuck in a different era. And I hope that now they're like, all right, we know that Shadow was our best game. Now we're going to modernize it. And you know, all the Colossus that didn't make the final cut that we've heard about for years, I hope that they get them in here and really make this the definitive Shadow of the Colossus experience. So that hopefully like guys like you that know how important this game is, but never really clicked with because of things like the arcade controls, maybe it can like resonate with you a bit more.
100%, yeah. But I think it's this is you talk about expectations running wild, right? And that always setting up maybe unfair, unrealistic ones. But then Sony's delivered so many times with it, right? No Bloodborne. No update on Final Fantasy VII. No Sucker Punch.
Sucker Punch.
Sucker Punch, I'm really surprised at. I thought this would be the time to start, you know, they've set up all these dominoes that they started to tip over with the first party, right? When you talk about, well, Uncharted 4 then begets, Horizon. Now we have the next Uncharted, but there's all this other stuff coming, or exclusives, I should say, I guess. And so, like, you want to start looking and padding it, right? With Death Stranding's way out there now, we don't need to worry about it. You'd think you'd have something from Sucker Punch to say this is what's coming next, too. It's interesting.
Yeah. It's a bummer when you look at it that way because...
it's unfair. I mean,
there's also... But then again, there is PSX, and I don't like using that as an excuse because E3 is E3 and let's kick ass. And I do think that they kicked ass. It's just, you know, they set such a high bar for themselves.
Exactly. It was a solid conference, but it's the same thing we were talking about last night, right? When you do year after year, out of the park, eventually you have to get to that point where it's like, well, that wasn't as good as
this. You have to catch up to the times. You have to catch up to those games that are like, that they gave a sneak peek at last year, you know, and God, I just want Spider-Man now.
Yeah. I mean, that was my thing. When they kept it to the end and they'd done other stuff, I was like, fuck, are they going to say Spider-Man this fall?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I mean, okay, well, Spider-Man, I personally think that looks fantastic. That game speaks to me so much. It's Uncharted mixed with Spider-Man. Yeah. I'm all about that.
And some Arkham.
There's a lot of quick time events. Even in the battle system, it looks like a lot of it's telling you, all right, do this and then hit this button. Like whatever's in the bottom right of the screen, those are the combinations you're supposed to hit to make the cool thing happen. And I'm sure that the flying around the city is going to be a bit more open than all of that.
Yeah.
I appreciate the set piece, like cinematic-esque.
They were showing you a chunk of the
going
game.
On. Yeah. That Uncharted's so good at making you feel like oh my god, like when like the cars are chasing you or whatever.
No. Yeah.
You feel like you're part of the action. You do feel like you're controlling it, even though it is just kind of a movie that you're lightly interacting with. I expect that there'll be more to the game when it comes to the actual combat and the actual traversal of New York.
Yeah, I do expect a lot of like open world events that happen, like in Grand Theft Auto, when you're running down and some lady's like, help, someone stole my bat. Like, I do expect a lot of open world things like that to happen, to where you're not stuck to this little like storyline. You're just kind of fucking around in New York City and flying around and hanging out with Carlton Fisk. What's his name?
Wilson Fisk, idiot. Yeah. Also, no, hey, Carlton during Fisk that live show player. We were talking about where they did everyone's golf, Knack 2 was confirmed for September 5th.
September 5th, Knack 2.
So there Lord are games Savior. Coming. Don't worry.
Yeah.
This year.
When is Ni No Kuni
2?
Ni No Kuni is November 7th?
I forget, yeah, but that sounds right.
2nd?
7th. I can check it out for you. Undertale Vita. On the show again, but
GT Sport, did it get any actual date or anything?
Did it get a date? I don't know. Because again, it was during that thing.
But I'm very excited about where they're taking Spider-Man. Spider-Man is my favorite superhero ever, and I feel like I've enjoyed so many different iterations.
November 10th,
whether it's in comics or in movies or in TV shows,
yeah,
and in games as well. But one of my least favorite Spider-Mans is the kind of like I'm working with S.H.I.E.L.D. and I'm working like I have comms telling me what to do and all that stuff. So in the beginning, I was a little concerned about it. But then once it was clear he was working with the police, I'm like, all right, cool. I like this. This is the smaller scale Spider-Man I like. And that rumor of Miles or whatever, that excites me a lot.
Yeah, well, yeah, and being there at the end.
But yeah, and I like that we're getting into kind of the lesser known rogues gallery of Spider-Man. If I remember correctly, that's Mr. Negative.
Okay.
The dude that in the
yeah, I don't know him. I'm not.
Ooh, that is real obscure. Like I've read a lot of Spider-Man comics, and
yeah,
he hasn't been featured in too many. He's sure. been in the more recent run that Dan Slott's doing, but I'm totally sold on that game.
Apparently, they said this fall for GT Sport, which if you're a Greg Miller betting man, means it's gonna slip the fuck out of there. Not gonna happen at all. People point out that something we talked about earlier that missed here again. No dreams.
No
Media
dreams.
Molecule yeah. is fucked. What is going on?
And with so much focus on VR.
Confirm Mr. Negative says juggler.
Mr. Negative, there you go. For VR to not have, that VR segment to not have dreams does say a lot. I'm shocked there was that much focus on VR.
Yeah.
I am impressed that they are actually putting that much into real games and not just experiences. We'll see how long that keeps going, but like, good on them. Like they really focused on it alongside these giant games. And Days Gone, I thought looked
Days Gone
so
looked really
awesome.
Good. Mm-hmm. Days Gone, like I was one of the people who, first off, loved Sony Bend, but after that demo last year, when we're talking on the Gamescast predictions, right? I was like, that felt like a flat demo. It totally didn't hit what they needed to hit. It just looked like zombies and nobody wants that again. This demo was like, hey, it's The Last of Us. Hey, it's tactical. It's planning. It's strategic. Set the bear trap, then sneak up past them, then let the zombie or the what do they call them? Tweakers come in and get everybody else. Like I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, I want to do
that. I thought
he
was gonna push the log onto them. Like
yeah,
there was a couple of clips from Horizon where some people were doing that, but it was just a distraction, I guess.
Yeah,
he was hiding.
I thought they did a much better job this year of showing the crazy large amounts of zombies on screen at
yeah,
once.
Yeah, 100%.
Where like using them as a weapon or using yeah. them to do things, or also just the fear of sneaking
when
around,
you came
turning
in and they were
a corner
all
and they're
feeding,
there.
That was awesome.
Like that is a lot more intimidating than
yeah.
this thing just being overrun
yeah.
and it feeling super.
Pumpkin cool. Pie Addict in the chat says, Media Molecule just tweeted, quote, good luck to all and hashtag E3 this week. No ether for us as we are busy tapping away, getting ready to share more about Dreams PS4 later this year.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man.
Here's how I know that it was my favorite conference so far. And I am by no means a Sony fanboy, so you can F off with that stuff. You know what I'm saying, boys?
Are you not? I don't, is that a joke? I don't know.
No, I'm not. I have everything. I sold my Xbox because I knew I was going to get an S because it's smaller and I fucking hate the power brick on the original. Sure. Anyway, here's how I know it was my favorite conference. When Shadling walked back out and was like, wow, that was an hour of cool games. Like, holy fuck, that was an hour.
Yeah,
like,
that's
it
true.
Went by so quickly because I was enjoying every fucking minute of it. That's how I know it's my favorite conference. Nothing about it felt like it dragged at all. For me.
Apology in the chat says Crash was in the pre-show. Coco is playable. I don't know if that does anything for you.
Coco's playable. There's a lot of rumors of that. I wonder to what extent she's playable, but that's cool. It's not the Crash Team Racing that we deserve, but Coco, big fan.
You're a big fan of that Coco? You're
big
okay
fan
with
of
that?
Coco.
Okay,
Marvel's Capcom Infinite story demo available now. That's cool.
Okay.
Great.
I really thought that was going to take off after that 1 year. That there'd be so many more, and it's available right now. I thought yeah. there'd be a lot more of that shit. There isn't as much of that shit.
Yeah, man, and I gotta say, I'm let down by Capcom. I mean, I guess Monster Hunter is a huge deal. Monster Hunter World, also coming to Xbox as well, early 2018.
That's a big deal for a lot of people.
Yeah,
I mean,
for sure.
Monster Hunter is a huge franchise, and it's one of those doesn't apply to us necessarily, but people are gonna fucking lose their shit.
Totally new art style, going for a more yeah. realistic vibe. That's really cool.
But I mean, I was looking for this E3 for Sony's conference in particular to show me Devil May Cry 5 or the Remake 2, and we didn't get it. Or I mean, really just anything, like any Onimusha or any of the Capcom franchises that have been dormant for a while.
Yeah.
So I'm disappointed there.
Viva Hot in 08 says in the chat, no indies. They had a ton of indies previous years, unless you count PSVR games. Thoughts? They did that last year. Last year was that first year where they were like, none of the indies. There was no Adam. There was no Geo. Indies now are pre-show stuff, and then, hey, we're doing it at PSX. Here's this big thing. Because PSX speaks to folks like us. I was surprised. It's funny, because I was surprised they did the VR stuff. I made that prediction, not 100% sure of it, but then RKJJ in the chat says, VR definitely dragged. I agree.
Yeah,
it was like one of those things of like, man, we were rolling. And that's a weird thing of, because I would have loved it if wrong and they put all the VR games in the pre-show, and then it would have been Everybody's Golf. It would have been Knack 2. Like, I feel like those would have been more important announcements to people.
I think the only things I did not care about on the VR side were was that Star Child game. Star Child and Final Fantasy, of course. Weird, but when Star Child popped up, I was just like, I don't care.
I just don't like it when we're seeing VR trailers, and I don't understand how it's going to work in
exactly.
VR.
Exactly. That's trouble.
Ever fun. But going through here, there was a God of War. I got to say, man, I'm very sold on that game. That's another one where last year piqued my interest, but this year just totally sold me. I loved the lightly comedic aspects, like the other characters that were speaking.
Yeah.
I was like, oh man, I kind of like
goofy dude.
This vibe. It's a lot fresher than we're used to with God of War. That's just a lot of screaming. And the combat looked like it kept the things that I do enjoy from the original God of War. And also it looked fucking rad.
Yeah. I'm glad they brought in some lightheartedness to it. I'm looking forward to like possibly, as you're adventuring through all these big zones, finding like little settlement areas where there's a lot of friendly NPCs that kind of like, hey, you're Kratos, aren't you? Like that sort of shit. Like that's the stuff I love in video games. Like, again, bringing it back to fucking Breath of the Wild, when you're just running around everywhere and you finally get to like your first like Kokiri village or whatever, or Hateno or whatever it was called. I just love seeing like little safe havens in video games.
And I think we're going to get a lot of that too. Like they hinted at it in the God of War thing where he picks up that vase or whatever the hell you want to call it. And it had his image on it and stuff. It's like, I like that he's just kind of just this old dude that like has a legacy and everybody's heard of him and knows what's up. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now he's a fucking kid and he has to play dad. And I like
the star quarterback what
that can bring to this experience.
Yeah. Kratos, huh? Good to see you. Some shit.
Detroit looked super cool.
Detroit was amazing. That demo really connected with me. And again, absolutely. It was like building. I'm like, oh, just put a fucking date and say like fucking November this year.
I think
year.
That might be my biggest letdown. This, besides the things that aren't here, that's totally unfair to judge a conference on. But this not having a release date is a real killer to the momentum of what we needed from this conference. Not even just wanted or expected.
Yeah.
Because yeah, I mean, great. 2018 is going to be awesome, but Detroit's not even labeled as 2018. So who knows?
Yeah, it's a weird year for E3.
I think we're still going to be like, there's so many fucking games in 2018 that I'm really worried about. Like, how am I going to manage my time?
Oh, don't worry. Lots are going to get delayed.
Oh, sure.
Lots and lots of these games are going to get delayed. Don't worry about that. 2018 won't be as bad as it looks right now. Trust me on that one. You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, Horizon Red Dead?
DLCs this year. That's cool. Uncharted obviously is this year.
There are things coming this year.
Shadow of the Colossus, I can easily see getting pushed out of 18 just based on history alone.
I mean, it is Blue Point developing
it. Spider-Man, I worry about how far out it's been.
That's true, though. With Blue Point, Blue Point has a good history, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think
I don't know. I'm not sure about their release date schedule in terms of them doing these kind of games. Yeah. They have a good history.
So that's interesting. I'm very excited about that.
The fact that Detroit didn't even get to say 2018 should tell you a lot as well.
Yeah.
Because that is a David Cage Quantum Dream game. Talented people, but their games take forever. And that's where we're still looking down the barrel of the gun there.
Hey, son. Just like you were at the end when that guy held the gun up to the cops.
I'm gonna sneeze off camera.
Bless you. Bless you, Kevin. Or Greg, sorry. I said Kevin. I'm just thinking of you, Kevin, all the time.
I'm hearing rumors that these are not rumors. They are confirmed. PSX 2017 will be held in Anaheim, California on December 9th through 10th.
Okay. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Wow, they said that early.
Well, yeah, I thought it was weird today when Keeley was tweeting out about TS tickets.
Are we going to be there?
We will not confirm or comment on rumors at this point.
Bless you, Greg. Well, that was fun, boys.
That's the thing, man. This E3, it's been
very okay.
It's been very, very just good.
Video games are cool, man.
They are cool. I've been loving doing this, but I kind of miss the... And to be fair, we're spoiled.
Oh,
we are
very
spoiled. The last couple years, compare those to the last decade of conferences we've got. This is, they've been so special. So now when we get this, it's just kind of like, all right, cool. Cool. Like, I never would have thought, that we get to a point that multiple conferences, both Bethesda and Sony, can nail presentation of a conference so well and then just, you know, not bring the heat. Just bring some like lukewarm.
I think it's still crazy that stuff. That we saw this conference. Well, I really like this conference, but the fact that this conference just happened and we're kind of like, this E3 is kind of whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, it shows you like how strong last year was, I guess.
Yeah.
It also shows how, I think in a way, I'm not going to be one of these guys who comes and tells you E3 doesn't matter anymore. E3 matters clearly. But we have gotten to the point that E3 and its potency is diluted in the way that there are so many different events. There are so many, like I always talk about how we're able to survive is kind of funny, right? But there's still IGN. There's so many little things, little communities that Destiny wants to make their own splash and do their own thing. Sony has the stuff they've released before, talked about before. They're putting all these things out on the blog or wherever they're going to put them out. It just gets to this point where it's spread so thin between so many shows that we can't expect it to be like it used to be, where you come to E3 and this is your one time every year that everyone's going to announce everything. And it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. But I mean, it's so funny because I think that we're just spoiled with how we even receive information, because even back then, it wasn't that epic. There was a lot more filler and there was a lot more bullshit no one cared about, a lot of graphs and charts and things. So it's like, even though it was the one place that people announced stuff.
Sure.
It was cumbersome and weird and awkward. I was saying last night on some YouTube comments that when I go to a movie and I have to sit through all the trailers, I'm excited about that. And when I see trailers for things that I either haven't heard of or whatever, there's that moment afterwards you kind of look around at your friends, you're like, what's the vibe? Do we like that? Sucks. Do we not like that? And it's, you know, there's kind of that like that communal opinion that happens, right? And I feel like E3 conferences are that for video games, where I would never go out of my way to look at a Destiny trailer or a Call of Duty trailer or whatever. But when they present it to us this way, where it's just an hour of back-to-back trailers and stuff,
sure, just like,
we,
okay,
as a community of gamers, we're watching all this stuff and getting an idea of like, all right, cool, where this thing that I'm not interested in, could I potentially be interested in it? And I just like, I like seeing what stage does it show up on. And there's still a lot there. And I don't think E3 is anywhere near dead.
No, and I'm not saying it's dead. I'm just saying it is now competing against a million different things. Yeah, well, people have been saying that forever. And then 1 year it literally was dead.
My thing is, it can compete against as many things as it needs to. There's no other event in video games that are at this focused and this much presentation. Like, no one, there's just nothing that does that.
Sure.
And like, you can see, like, we did that Final Fantasy 15 event last year, and like, there are specific games doing things like that that are one-offs, but there is no event that is just about announcing an entire lineup and creating hype within a community of people that really care. And I hope it never dies.
Yep. And IGN is confirming Miles Morales as well.
What are they confirming?
That he's in the game. They're saying that at the end it was him, because we talked over it and we missed it because they ended awkwardly.
There we go.
There's the image of him right there.
All right, any closing words on anything, boys?
We'll see what happens tomorrow.
I'm excited to play Destiny 2 with Andy.
Oh my god.
Nobody plays those kind of games here. So I've struggled to find that group. So I'm happy you're in it. And you know what the good news is? If you and I are in, we can get Big Kev Dog in. Big Kev Dog loves a good multiplayer experience. We can do it. What day's come out? The 6th, right? It said September 6th.
Sure.
We can fuck off that day. We can just bring in 3 PS3s, set them all up here. 4s. We're playing PS4. Set them all up here. We'll all play together. Awesome.
So down.
That sounds good. I like
so
that.
So down.
I like that. I like you guys. Like
ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for Sony's conference. We will be back tomorrow for Nintendo's spotlight presentation. I don't know what the hell they're calling it these days.
They're not. They're direct, not direct.
At 8:30 a.m. is our pre-show. Yep.
8:30 a.m. we start the pre-show.
The pre-show for Nintendo. We will be here. We hope to see you there. Thanks for joining us. This has been fun. Until next time, I love you.